So the thing I really, really like about like doing podcasts, and I want to kind of get this off the way before we actually start today, is the fact of you can actually be 100% real with people that want to hear your what you're saying, and not necessarily be all flashy and stuff on like, you know, videos and da da da. You know, and the attention span is much, much better because the simple fact of it, those who are listening and following are really engaged on what you're doing. And that goes to my point today. We're going to get into some things that, you know, really kind of help out and guide you through things. So today's we're going to talk about affiliate marketing. We're going to talk about how to do this a little bit better. Now, and I'm going to talk about this from an SEO standpoint, right? I'm going to talk about this from like doing a website or say, for instance, you want to rank a YouTube video, whatever the case may be. A lot of people, you know, think that necessarily like, you know, ranking websites is dead, or SEO for that matter is basically dead. But I'll actually be the person to tell you that it's not even close. You know, it's still the foundation of the actual whole element. If you're a person that doesn't have a whole lot of money and you're somebody that wants to start building yourself up and making some substantial income, you definitely need to have a platform that is versatile to do that, right? Where you can shift and move and adjust based upon what you're trying to do, right? Right. So if you're making money, if you're not making money, right? So if you think about it, right? If you're building a website and you're going through and you're just doing it for fun and trying to learn to begin with, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, you know, I just realized I can actually, you know, I can be an affiliate for such and such, you know, then generally that's how it starts, right? You don't necessarily come out the gate as a person that is going to say, hey, I don't know anything about websites. I don't know anything about SEO. I don't know anything about anything, but I'm going to rank a website and be an affiliate. Okay, so that's not how it happens. And if that is the case, let me just stop you right there and just say that's not going to happen. Okay, you can, and I will say this, can make YouTube videos and be an affiliate because obviously they rank really, really quick. And if people like you and you're one of those you just have a natural ability on camera to do that, then, and you know, hey, you can do great things on YouTube platform. Another great one that's coming out that people underestimate is TikTok. It's not really a monetized platform right now. You can actually go in and do advertising on it, but when the case and studies show is really there's no backing and to show any kind of business background behind it. It's almost like Instagram was a couple years ago, where when you first start, you can easily build an audience and start doing marketing on it or start doing different things on it. But do it in a certain way. Don't come off and say, here, click on my link and da da da. You know, you have to that scenario, that actual platform, TikTok, is actually something that you have. It's just more of a playful thing, right? So, you know, play with it, have fun with it, enjoy it, right? And if you get an audience, you know, direct the audience to your YouTube channel, or direct the audience to your Facebook, or direct the audience to whatever. But in this case, we're going to talk about, you know, SEO, right? So we're going to talk about ranking websites. And, you know, when it comes to picking niches, right? So when you're talking about affiliate marketing, you talk about picking niches, you need to understand, unless you have a website that is really like an aged domain or aged website, it's going to be extremely hard to rank with some of the higher up websites that's been around for quite some time. But there are ways to do this, right? I myself have come up with methods to do this, and it's kind of a drawn out method. It works very, very efficiently. But I will say this too, though, And you also learn some things like Excel and stuff like that when you're doing this. And why do I say that? It's because you're making spreadsheets. You're doing this and you're doing that. I use Ahrefs, HHrefs, and many people call it different things, whatever you call it, you know, whatever the case may be. I've always called it Ahrefs. Anyway, so I use that, and I use I basically analyze the specific topic or the specific niche, for that matter. and then I figure out if it is even worth my time to start a brand new website from ground floor and actually go after it, right? A lot of times you're going to find out it's going to be somewhat discouraging in the beginning, but the thing behind it is there's so many still open tickets that you can still go in and find, and you're like, wow, I didn't even know that, like, nobody even cares about this. But there is a stream opportunity here. Or maybe you're looking, and by the way, something comes out, and you're like, hey, you're first in line for it. You can go ahead and actually, you know, start doing that. You can make the videos. You can do, write blog posts. You can write different things on it. I mean, the more I find that the things that win is real and authentic content. So not necessarily, I mean, anybody can pay anybody to write an article, right? Anybody. It doesn't matter. There's so many article services these days. Who's to say if some of this stuff is even, you know, authentic themselves? They just write. You're paying somebody to do a task. Nobody's even, like, half the people don't even read the stuff before they post it on their website. And that's the sad part of it, too, is being authentic. I feel like being authentic really, really helps the way your website works as far as the conversion of somebody purchasing, you know, through your affiliate link, right? I mean, the more people know, like, and trust you, and that's something that people forget, right? They think that it's just a topic. It's just something that you just talk about. But the more people know, like, and trust you, the better it is for them to, you know, purchase something from you. And whether it be an affiliate link or not, people are not necessarily as blind to the fact that, you know, they don't think that it just because they click on something, they think that, oh, it's just going to link me to the whatever, how convenient that was that I would just so happen to be on that website. No, they're smarter these days, okay? People understand that when they click on a link, it's going to somewhere, and that person that actually made that blog post is probably going to get paid for that. A lot of people don't even care. A lot of people, it really doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't, because a lot of people are like, hey, that's cool, you know, great article, or whatever the case may be, or great post, or great video, or great whatever the case may be, whatever medium you're on. When I say medium, you know, social media could be anything, right? Could be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, websites, whatever medium, email, a way to communicate to people, right? But SEO is definitely one of those things that I think is highly underrated. It's the ground game to that. That's my background is, and a lot of people don't know that, but I don't necessarily boast and talk about how the SEO and my ability to do SEO, because the simple fact of I stopped doing client work a long time ago, and I stopped doing client work for a good reason. It's not that I couldn't do clients. It's not because I couldn't get clients. It's because of the simple fact of people don't understand what it takes to rank in Google. And it's so simple. I'm sorry, my phone's, every time I say Google, my phone wants to. So if you get a Google phone, every time you say Google, it's going to respond to you. but the cool thing is people don't understand, like, what it takes to rank, right? People don't understand what it takes to do stuff. They feel like, okay, if I start a website today, within 2 months, I'm going to be ranking on what I want, and I'm going to be making all this money, and life is going to be great because I did exactly what I was supposed to do. Well, let me tell you how the game really works, okay? It's called patience. It doesn't matter if you do every single thing perfect. It's an algorithm, and the algorithm is always changing to get the best result, okay? Think about Google like this. Google is a machine, okay? It's a machine that wants to give the best result for what the person is asking. So if the person is typing into their phone or their laptop or their tablet or whatever the case may be, some type of question or some type of keyword, something that they're wanting to know about, Google, their goal is to give the best result. Okay, so if you are able to give the best result, meaning, again, this rolls back to having the best content. This rolls down to having putting forth effort into getting the best content, right? Then you are going to rank efficiently, right? You're going to rank on page one. Doesn't matter if you're number one on page one or number two on page one or number three on page one. I'll be honest with you. if you're between 1 and 5 on page 1, you're going to get traffic anyway. Because people will generally search, if they're interested in a topic, will generally search that topic multiple times. And Google's going to give them a different outcome each time, unless they have like visited that website several different times and they know that that's like their favorite website. You start getting a repetitive learning. And this is where people start using incognito mode and different like browsers and stuff like that, so that they can kind of clear that, so they are they clear their cache, so that people can, you know, they can see different things when they start searching. I'm sure you've seen that yourself. So when it comes down to it, understand that, you know, when you come down to thinking about SEO, you're thinking about ranking, just make, you know, be yourself, be human, be open, make good content, good stuff that people want to read that's interesting about that topic, not just something that's talking about, hey, this is a soda can, this is a cool soda can, I think you should get this soda can, or whatever the case may be, or this is the greatest TV, and, you know, I own one myself, and, you know, it's just so vibrant. You know, people are kind of numb to that fact. You know, tell a story, be yourself, you know, do the same patterns, but, you know, when it comes down to it, you're on and off page. You got to do so much work off page too. And when I'm not going to get into how to rank to your, you know, get like linking your pages and linking to your website to get it to rank where you want it to, because the first foundational element you need to know is if your content's not good, you're not going to stay. Okay? You're not, you know, anybody can put, I'll be honest with you, anybody that's really, really good at SEO can put anything they want to anywhere, but it's not going to stay there unless the content they put is good. Okay? So you could be really, really good at SEO and your content is no good, it's not going to stay. Now, it will stay. Now, I will say this too, because there's going to be some people that think, oh, yeah, I can show you a website right now that it absolutely sucks and it ranks on page 1. Well, here's the problem, is some niches don't have enough people. They don't have enough topics. They don't have enough information about that topic to give good, solid information. You know, so if you're in one of those that you just so happen to pick a niche and all the websites that are ranking on page 1 absolutely suck. I mean, their content, their information is not good. And it's not relevant to the search query, it's not relevant to what you put in Google, then you have a great opportunity right there. If you put out great content, if you just put out good content that people like to read, enjoy, and get the result that they want, right? If I say how to make a chatbot, and then I post that in, or I put that in Google, and it comes back to like 8 different posts or 8 different websites, and none of them actually show me how to make a chatbot, that's not going to help, right? If they talk about this is the top chatbot platforms, okay, that's great and everything. That like gives me a roundabout, like what that relevancy is, but it doesn't tell me how to make a chatbot, right? It doesn't tell me how to, and I'm giving this as an example, but it doesn't tell me how to do that, right? So understand, like, when you're doing affiliate marketing and you're doing SEO and stuff like that, when you're talking about products, generally affiliate marketing is done like this. You do a review page where you're reviewing different softwares or services or products or whatever the case may be. And then you come back and you would do, like, the ones you recommend, right? You kind of be – and stay positive with it. A lot of people tend to get a little too negative with it, but I always recommend – staying positive with everything you're doing, because positivity breeds positivity. Negativity, nothing ever good comes out of negativity. So you can bash, like, I honestly, I know websites that rank every, like, for great terms. They rank up in the, like, number 1, and they've been ranking there for a while. But they're really kind of negative about somebody, and none of them will convert. And the reason is because the simple fact is they're not really positive content, right? They're not, you're changing the frame of mind of the person when they are on the website. So think about that, right? So think about like what you're ranking for, what you're trying to rank for. Is it a good positive intent, or is it like a negative intent, or is it, you know, what is the state of mind of somebody that's searching this, right? Think about it. Put yourself in their shoes, not your shoes, you know, because if you do that, you're only going to get the people that know, like, and kind of support you. Put yourself in the shoes of somebody who wants to know the information and wants a good positive outcome. And these are foundational elements that, and I know people are probably like, well, I thought this was going to be some elaborate, you know, thing about, SEO and affiliate marketing with SEO. But let's be honest, it's a podcast, and you need to know things that will give you a foundational element when you're doing these things. Like if you're not doing these things, like if you're doing affiliate marketing right now and you just heard this podcast, and you're probably for one thinking that some of what I'm saying is BS. And I'll sit here and say that, okay, you're entitled to your opinion, but your opinion is your opinion, because I can guarantee you I have facts behind what I'm saying. They work. It works every single day. I know many different people making over $250,000 a year just off affiliate marketing alone. Just off affiliate marketing alone, $250,000 a year. That means they work on their time. They work on when they want to work. They might work literally 10 hours a week. The rest of the time, they're off doing other stuff. Now, how sweet is that? You see what I'm saying? But it's knowing and doing and putting forth the effort to do that, right? It's having great content. And great content's not easy. I will tell you that. It's not easy. But if you have a passion for it, and some of you are writers, some people are writers, they're natural writers, they're great at what they do. I mean, I've read some stuff that I was just like, I'm not a reader, I'll be honest with you, but I've read some stuff that I was like, this is great. This is absolutely great. And then I've also seen people that are great at video, and then a mixture of the two. And then, oh, by the way, pictures, you know, people that are really, really great at making like infographs and different pictures to give you illustrations. Because I know when I'm trying to figure out something and I Google it, I want some kind of information to, you know, show me how to do it, right? Show me the intricate way of you know, what am I missing that I don't, you know, that could make my, you know, make me achieve my goal quicker and easier. And oh, by the way, if they're, you know, if they're offering an affiliate program for something that I happen to think that's going to help me in my service or help me in my what I'm trying to do, yeah, I'll buy it every single time. You know why? Because they gave me the value, right? And they're giving me a solution. And that's what it's about. That's what Google is trying to do. And if you try to do what Google's trying to do, you line up perfectly. Why would you try to fight against Google when you can work with Google and just rank so easily? And again, once my again, if you have a Pixel, if you have a Google Pixel phone, it's literally gonna go off every time you say Google. That's funny. So anyway, like I say, I just want to make sure that, you know, the foundation is there. The foundation is something that's a key element to doing anything you do. You have to have some amount of passion behind it. And like I say, I have websites that are 4 to 5 years old that I don't even edit. I haven't even touched. Honestly, I haven't even touched in 3 years. And they make me over anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a month. And that may not sound like a lot of money, but when you have 10 websites that do that, that starts to add up, right? And this is content that I made that at the time I was making, I was enjoying it, I was doing it, I was making the content, and all of a sudden I was like, well, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of work, and I'm not getting any rankings. I'm not doing anything like that. But I started doing my SEO properly. I started doing the right things. I started doing a lot of back, like the off-page SEO, and things started turning around for me. Things started doing the right little curve, and when they did, you know, that I ended up with that result, right? But how did I do that? Again, now at the time I was going through and I learned from some of the greatest people doing SEO right now. I'm part of a mastermind, an SEO mastermind that is, again, groundbreaking and stays with exactly what, with, you know, the best things to do. It's just hands down the best things to do. I'm not going to sit here and talk about names. I'm not going to sit here and talk about different elements of whatever, because I'll be honest with you, for the price of entry, a lot of people don't even want to be part of it, honestly. It's kind of sad, but it is what it is. You know, if you want to be part of any kind of mastermind, you're not going to get in it for $20. I'm sorry. If you do, I don't know if I would trust that information. It is what it is, right? You ever heard the old story of, if you want to succeed at something, you have to surround yourself with successful people? Well, being in a mentorship is something like that, right? And I'm not, by no means am I saying that you can't do SEO and you can't win at SEO and you can't win in affiliate marketing if you're not in a mentorship. You can do that. You can watch YouTube videos. You can learn how to do stuff. You can put in the time. You can put in the effort. You can search the internet. The world these days is so easy to find information. You know, I think we talked about it, the gen mentality, right? The Google it now. You know, literally Google it, find it, like, talk about it. But don't trust everything you hear. Don't trust everything you hear. Do your own experiments. Make sure if something is really, really important to you, then make sure before you do something, you sample it. Like, have a dummy website and sample it on that and see the reaction on that. If it gets a good reaction, okay, great. If it gets a bad reaction, okay, you're safe. You didn't hurt yourself, all right? But I will tell you this. There's a lot of things that I know that I can't, unfortunately, pass on to you over a podcast. But one thing I can pass on to you is the mindset. And I can pass on to you the ability to know that putting the effort into doing affiliate marketing, you need to do it, like, especially with SEO, you need to make sure you put in good, solid content. And that starts with honestly believing in what you're doing and caring about what you're doing. If you don't, if you say, hey, I'm just going to rank for pet products because, you know, people are selling pet products, and you don't even care about dogs or cats, or you don't even own a dog or a cat, or you don't even own a pet for that matter, then you're probably not going to stick with that niche, right? Unless you just happen to be interested in it and you just can't have a pet. I mean, maybe that's a scenario. But you need to have a deep interest in what you're doing. You know, some of the things that people told me before, that there was no way I could make money with it. I can tell you right now that I make $2,000 to $5,000 a month on that very product. It's funny because, again, people are like, nah, there's nothing there. You can't do that. I'm like, okay, well, you do you. I'm going to do me. And we'll meet in a year from now and we'll figure out what's what. Because it ends up, and those same people are like, wow, I can't, that's impressive. I take back what I said. And, you know, that's what it is. So don't think that just because something on the outside looks like there's no opportunity, there's plenty of opportunity out there. There is still plenty of opportunity. There's so many people doing SEO wrong that if you just do it right, you can win. So first, doing it right starts with the mindset. Okay? Mindset is key. It's part of what you're doing. It's part of what you should get the foundational elements first. Don't start out thinking it's about this, that, or whatever. You need to get the mindset first and think about it like that. Google is a machine. They want to give their user the best outcome to get the best results so that they can be the best search engine. You work with Google. Give the best. When somebody types something in, you give the best article, or you give the best page, or you give the best post about that topic, helpful, something that would solve their problem. And when you do, Google will reward you with rankings. Again, there are some other things that need to be done behind that, but that is the mindset you need to obtain. That is the mindset you need to think about, okay? And there's always, you can, literally what I do, and it's funny too, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, well, I can't make great content. Well, let me tell you something. Like, it's super easy to, like, open up a Google Doc right now, or a Word document right now and open up a microphone and literally cut on the dictate feature and write like 1,000 words just by talking it. And then put that on a website. Now, I will say you're going to have to use Grammarly and stuff like that. You're going to have to add a couple things in that so that the grammar is right, is proper. But when it rolls down to it, you can put that on a website. And then, it doesn't have to be perfect the first day it's on there. Then come back and add the images the next day. Then come back and add, maybe a video the next day, or add something that you think is more helpful. When you start thinking about it, you start growing. It's an evolution, right? And again, it goes back to the same process we talked about quite a bit, is the brick by brick, right? If I told you to build a wall, you would tell me I can't build a wall. But if I told you to go lay a brick down on the ground as perfect as you can possibly lay it right now, you would do that. And you could do that. The very next day, you do the same thing. The very next day, you do the same thing. And it keeps repetitive. Now, after about a month, you would have a wall, right? The same thing goes to doing anything you're doing, right? It's just that simple. It takes a little bit of effort. It's going in. I mean, I check and adjust my websites all the time. All the time. I put together a post or I'll get something done and I'm like, okay, that is really good stuff. And then all of a sudden it doesn't really do nothing. Or it ranks on page one, but the people are not, it's not staying because people aren't liking the content. So I was like, wow, so how can I improve this? So I always have to ask myself, how can I improve it? How can I get better? So I improve the article, I improve the page, I improve the post, and it gets better. And the people like the article. People stay. They tend to look at other stuff. And it just works. Because again, you're not necessarily I mean, you're building it for yourself, right? But you're building it to make money. And to understand the first element to making money is understanding that you have people that you need to serve first, right? And the only way to do that these days, it doesn't matter if you're social media, it doesn't matter if you're YouTube, it doesn't matter if you're a podcast, it doesn't matter if you're on Google or if you're on doing SEO, you need to perform value first. People want they want some kind of answer to their question. They want to learn, they want to get better themselves, or they want to solve a problem at that particular time if there's a lot of pain in their life or whatever the case may be. And if you can give them the resolution to that, then it fixes it, right? Now, there's a lot of emotional bias too, right? There's a lot of emotional stuff too that you can change that whole element to be an emotional bias as well, but you still have to still solve a problem for somebody, right? If you're doing an emotional sell where somebody's like, I just think this is really cool, then you still have to have good quality content. So that's the ground floor, and that's the mindset that you should keep if you're approaching affiliate marketing with SEO and affiliate marketing altogether, I think. So either way, I just wanted to make a quick podcast on that to help you guys out. Hope you guys appreciate it. And as always, there's links below, and we'll see you on the next one.